And I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell outlined the city's priorities for the upcoming fiscal year at the annual State of Metro address today. WPLN's Cynthia Abrams reports his key focus was affordability.
O'Connell's address boiled down to,
"The world is hard right now."
But he had some proposals to fix it. That's despite a likely stagnant budget due later this week. His big proposal is a partial grocery tax cut.
"Lowering the grocery tax by a half cent lightens the load on all of us, especially on working families, single parents, seniors, and anyone who's stretching every dollar."
The biggest portion of the grocery tax, that's 4%, which goes to the state, not the city, will remain intact after the legislature failed to approve any changes this session. O'Connell also proposed new grants for local businesses and affordable housing investments. Housing has been a focus of many community requests in recent months.
"We need housing that is publicly owned and stays affordable forever instead of subsidizing the private market."
That was Kenita Patterson, one of many people who called for housing investment at a recent council meeting. The annual budget public hearing, where residents can respond to the mayor's proposal, is set for June 2nd. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
A new law would put body cameras into the notorious Trousdale-Turner Correctional Facility. It has the highest homicide rate of any prison in the country, is among the most understaffed, and has had several reports of sexual abuse and financial coercion of inmates. The state has clawed back millions of dollars from its owner and operator, CoreCivic, for contract breaches. The measure would create a year-long pilot program. The governor has yet to sign off on the bill. His corrections commissioner opposes the use of body cameras in prisons, citing cost. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.